Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments, step back to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 10th day of the month of Iyar, 25th day of the Omer in Israel, where it is already Yom Shlishi, the 11th day of the month of Iyar. We continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalin and all of those standing on the front lines protecting our people. And he who gives salvation, kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the president of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the service men and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. May the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will, v'nomar. Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dani Locker of the Las Vegas Kollel, Las Vegas NCSY, and Las Vegas, Nevada, share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Locker's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. It will be followed by the Mishaberach for our incredibly dear and unbelievable Chayalim. Finally, Rabbi Locker will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds to give each of us on the call the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. I want to thank today's sponsor on the program, and sponsored so generously by Rachel Nutzenchuk, in appreciation of me and all the rabbis who provide chizuk each and every day, as well as a thank you to Rebecca Levy for coordinating our Tehillim days. So thank you so much, Rachel. Deeply appreciate your generosity, and more than anything, for being a part of the Daily Call. With that, the chavod. With great honor, Rabbi Locker.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. It's an honor to be here. Right now, the people on this call are my favorite people in the world because you showed up. I'm going to start with a question. What is the first mitzvah the Jewish people deserves upon entering the land of Israel? Well, technically, it was probably the mitzvah of walking in the land of Israel, or possibly you can argue it was one of the constant mitzvahs, like believing in Hashem or loving Hashem. But as a nation, at least the first new mitzvah was, ready for it, the Omer. The Omer, pronounced Sfiras Omer, but I'm not referring to the counting of the Omer, but the actual barley offering that was cut and then shaken, not stirred. In fact, the Medrash says something surprising. It was the merit of the Omer that Avraham was promised the land of Israel. This Omer that our people brought as we crossed the border into our holy land is the reason we merited to get the land of Israel. We can spend time discussing the relative benefits of various mitzvos, why the Omer of all things makes the cut, pun intended. But that's not my angle today. I have an extremely simple question. I think the answer can have a real impact on the way we view our day. Imagine for a moment you walk into corporate headquarters, barge into the CFO's office and demand a raise. A raise for what? You don't even work here. Well, I want to, and I will be amazing. Okay, let's say we agree to hire you. You do work, if then you get compensated. That's how it goes. You can ask for a raise for work you think you might do in the future. So why is God's rationale for awarding the land of Israel to us a mitzvah that we clearly had not done until after we'd entered the land? I would understand if you say God gave the land of Israel Because of Bris Mila, we did that already. Because of the carbon Pesach, we did that. Because we received the Torah, we said Nasa Menishma. No, we're getting the land of Israel because of a mitzvah that we are going to do. We had not yet accomplished. It seems a little bit strange. The answer to this question offers a life-changing insight in how God interacts with us. The incentive structures of mitzvah and reward are not punitive or reactionary. They're designed with an eye on one goal. What can you do with the tools you're given? It's not what have you done, but what will you do? What can you do? What is our potential? Right now, every person here has been given another day. It's still morning on the West Coast. Sun's shining down. The morning you wake up, if wherever you are, if it's the afternoon, the evening, you have a day. Every day we wake up, that means Hashem has decided, not necessarily that we've earned another day for our stellar performance, that may or may not be true, we've earned another day because of an incredible good God knows we can and will do with our resources. So what are our resources? We can all make a quick accounting of what we have. Some of us have time in our hands. Others have wisdom, financial resources, deep compassion, any other ability we're given. Why do we have those things today? Why did Hashem give us a day today and the power, tools, and resources that we have? Not because of what we've done, but because we can do with those resources. Let's get on this. And as the team say, let's lock in and make today one that will have been a successful investment by Hashem in our future. We're going to say the Tehillim now. I'll read it slowly. We're going to begin with Perek Vav, Psalms, chapter 20. Mam Natsayach Mizmor LeDavid Yanecha Adonai Yom Tzara Yisakevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Volosecha Yidash Nesela Yitein Lecha Chilvavecha Go Atzasecha Yimalei Niranana Bishuasecha Uvshem Eloheinu Nidgo Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Ata Yodati Yoshia Adonai Mishiko Yaneo Mishmeka Shobikuros Yesha Yimino Elev Arechev Ve'elev Asusim Banachnu M'shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir Emok Paru V'nafalu Banachnu Tamnu V'nisodad Adonai Yoshia Amelch Yaneinu V'yom Kareinu Kuf Chof Aleph 121. Shir Lam Ha'alos Esa Einai El Harim Miayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Miyim Adonai Ose Shemayim Va'arez Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Al Yonam Shomrecha Hinei Lo Yonam Lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomrecha Adonai Tzilcha Al Yad Yiminecha Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakecha Yireach Balayla Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Deitzecha Voecha Yatzavar Olam Beflamed 130 Shira Mahalos Imam Akim Kirasicha Adonai Adonai Shema Bekoli Yena Aznecha Kashivos Bekol Tachanu Noi Im Avonos Tishmar Ya Adonai Mi Amod Im Chas Licha Leman Divarei Yivisi Adonai Kivisa Nafshi Vilidvaro Hocholti Nafshi L'Adonai Mishomerim LaBoker Shomerim LaBoker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Yim Adonai HaKesed Barbe Imo Fizus Huyifdes Yisrael Mikol Avonosov Achenu Kol Beit Yisrael
Shmenasim Sovishivya, Omdim Vain Bayam Uvain Bayabasha, Amakom Yachem Alehem, Yotiyem Yitzara Lirvacha, Yafela Laura, Mishibud Legula, Hashta Bagala, Mizman Kuriv Vinomar, Amen. Our brothers and the whole house of Israel were in distress or captivity, dear land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, let us say, Amen. Now, Mishaberach for the Chayalei Tzahal. Mishaberach Avsein Avram Yitzhak Miyakov, Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzvah, Gana L'Yisrael, Mashikochos HaBitachon, Om Dimal Mishmar Tzeinu, Varei Eloheinu, Mikvah Vonon, Ba'ad Mivar Mitzrayim, Minayam Agadol, Alevo Arava, Chomokom Shehem, Imaivichem, Chiasem, Nomar, Amen. Now make Mishberach for Cholim, for those who are ill. I will pause in the middle for everyone to insert any names that they would like. Mishberach Avosein Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe of Aaron David Shlomo, Hu Yivorech Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachmim Alehem Machlimam Urapam V'chaz Kam Lecha Achayosam Yizachem Erheira Arfushim Meshamayim Kol Evarayim V'chol Gideyim Toch Sharchal Yisrael V'os HaNefesh V'os HaGov Hashav Agalav Zman Kariv Namar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Locker. Great to have you on. I look forward to having you back. Please, God, in your Hashem in the near future as well. Thank you to Rebecca Levy for all of her help. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.